and AJ News.
What happens when you put Van Halen and Stevie Wonder in a blender? That coming up, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. First, can you fit over $1,000 of shrimp in your pants?
I'm willing to try.
Let's talk to Captain Ed Bonecki, Plymouth Police Department, home of the missing beefalo, and now shrimp.
Buddy.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
Well, yeah, it's interesting when I go from beefalo to shrimp. It's starting to catch an animal.
We're having a tough time hearing you. Are you on an iPhone 10? And if so?
I am on an iPhone 10. Well, that's pretty good. That's kind of scary.
That's detective work.
Well, it's the... it's the phone that keeps giving.
Yep. Yep. You're giving us a hard time. Yes.
That'll be my hell.
For a new iPhone.
I will get to hell, and they will say, you're taking calls for the rest of your life, and it's all iPhone 10s.
How about now? Is that any better?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you're surfing Turf City, man.
It has become surfing Turf City, yes.
So let's start with the beefalo, and then we'll get to the shrimp.
Yes.
You want to hear the beefalo first?
Yes,
buddy.
All right. Let's talk beefalo. He is doing very well. I've got a photo I'm going to be putting up very shortly. The only thing holding us back right now from capturing him is the snow. Where his trailer is, we can't get a truck in to get him out. But the good news is the gentleman
is he in the
that's
trailer?
Been helping me.
Is he in the trailer?
He has gone in the trailer on his own.
Nice.
Yes, he has. But the problem is being there at the right place, right time to catch him.
He's so smart. He waited for the snow to go in there. Wow.
Yeah. But the gentleman that's been helping me has developed a bond with this animal now, and the animal actually come up right to him and has no fear of him at all. Walk around him, walk into the pen. So again, catching him is not going to be the problem.
Nice.
It's going to be getting him out. So we kind of have to wait till the snow resolves itself.
Oh, man.
Ah.
I wanted to meet Buddy so bad.
How long has Buddy been on the loose?
Oh, God. It's been since August. Beginning of August.
Yeah, August 2nd. Yeah.
Coming up on a year.
Yeah, Buddy's ready to go and retire in Florida.
Yeah. So, if you haven't heard this story, this beefalo was in line to go to the slaughterhouse, right? And then he escaped. Like, he, like, unlatched the door. Got out.
He didn't quite unlatch the door. He found an opening. When they unlatched the door, he found an opening. And as what does a 1,000-pound beefalo do? He does whatever he wants. So he was able to push his way out.
Right.
Blowing this popsicle stand.
Exactly. Nice. He carjacked the car.
He does whatever he wants.
Abandoning.
Did I see a video of someone driving along the road as he was walking down the road and they were talking to him?
That is possible. You never know here in Plymouth. That could very well have happened.
Yeah, we sent AJ out there dressed as a cow, was it?
Yep, I was a cow. I tried to be his bitch.
Nope. Oh,
didn't work.
Yes.
We've done everything.
The other work. Multiple 911s about a loose cow, yes.
Yep. Yeah, your residents really liked me. One lady just laughed. Are you here for Buddy? And then drove over in a BMW.
Okay. Well, this is breaking news, then. We're very close to the capture of Buddy the beefalo, and he will not be slaughtered now, right?
No, he will not. He's heading down to Critter Creek Farm Sanctuary in Florida.
That's
Critter
a beautiful
Creek.
Place.
Critter Creek.
Have you seen that place? It's great.
It's a big critter.
Oh, I haven't been there in person, but everything on Facebook, it looks fantastic. I mean, it's a cow's paradise.
Critter Creek.
Yep.
I have some jokes I'm going to tell when you're off the phone.
Wait to hear
them. Okay, so that's the update on Buddy the Beefalo. Now, what's going on with the shrimp?
Sammy the Shrimp.
Well, a gentleman decided to get some shrimp, apparently. So he went into the store, was able to abscond with about 30 to 35 bags of shrimp, which is about $1,000.
How can
and
you
get
do
away?
That?
We got some
abscond. Well,
aren't they frozen?
God, right.
See, you used the big word, and that escape. Completely amused Ashley.
Right.
Right. That's all she heard. Well, how do you get 30 to 35 bags of shrimp out of the store? That's not something you slide down your pants, right?
If you do, you sing a soprano.
No, from what it looks like, he just threw them in the shopping cart and pushed it right out the door. By theft, everybody.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we got some good photos up on our Facebook and our website about pictures of this gentleman. So we're hoping to catch him.
I saw them. So 30 to 40 years old, husky build, wearing a gray Jumpman sweatshirt and blue jeans, left in a gray or a blue Toyota RAV4. He took his plates off the car before he pulled into the lot.
Right. See?
Yeah, but the RAV4's got some distinguishing marks. It doesn't look like there's a tire on the back, so it's an empty wheel well that you can see. And then the passenger side front window is a plastic bag. So
dead giveaway.
A bit
dead giveaway.
And it probably, and it probably smells like fish.
Yeah, at this point.
There's that, too.
Have them just breathe in your mouth. Okay.
The suspect has a large noticeable tattoo on the top of his left hand.
He's born to eat.
It says, use other hands.
It says, where's the cocktail sauce?
It says, shrimping since been shrimping.
Right.
Wow, this is... So what does it tell you about this guy that he went into this particular supermarket? You think he's a local guy?
Well, it tells me, first off, no shellfish allergy. That's good.
Right.
The second would be... he's got to be someone from the area, because you're not going to get far without your license plate. So he could be from Plymouth, Terryville section, Bristol, or possibly Waterbury.
Now, in the priority list of things the police department has to do, where would you place this? What's that on?
The shrimp theft?
Yeah.
Or the beef flow?
The shrimp
theft. Well, I have a detective or a officer on that, and he is fantastic. And if I was a criminal, I would not want this guy investigating me.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've got a great guy on it, and I'm very fortunate to have this guy as one of my officers.
So he's got the board near his desk with the pictures of the RAV4 and him, and then he's got the string going here.
The string attaching to a piece of shrimp. We have actually a piece of shrimp.
Yes.
I don't know how long that's going to last in the office. But
if you want, I can dress like a big shrimp and hang out by the store.
Yeah, that's good.
Go undercover.
See if he
would be awful if you ended up kidnapped or shrimp-napped.
I'll be the jumbo shrimp, yes.
This is amazing. So I'm thinking that you don't have a lot of crime there. So when the beefalo thing happens or the shrimp thing happens, this is all hands on deck.
No, we surprisingly have our fair share here in the town. The officers do a great job containing a lot of it, making quite a bit of arrests here. So, but yeah, these are the unique ones that we get. We get the beefaloes and the shrimps.
Right. What's next?
You got a meal. Well, next is what? Mashed potatoes? Right. Or what else would you put?
Asparagus?
Perfect.
First, they got a canvas all the place that sell cocktail sauce.
Mm.
Any large purchase boy.
Not too long ago, we did have a gentleman who stole a fake ID or created a fake ID off of someone from Maryland and tried to steal an $80,000 Corvette out of Terryville Chevrolet.
Nice.
And same officer actually got on that real quick, and we caught him in the act. So, again, if I was a criminal, I wouldn't want this officer chasing me down.
Yeah, don't mess with Plymouth, first of all.
No.
Yeah. No, they solve things.
Plymouth is, but don't mess with them.
Right. If you're driving through some Connecticut and you see a sign, welcome to Plymouth,
that's right. Yes.
Yeah. We want to follow this shrimp thing.
Connecticut, Route 6.
I feel like you're going to have this solved before we get back from vacation.
Before dessert?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, where are we going for vacation?
Nowhere.
I'm going to Plymouth.
Where are we going?
I'm going to Plymouth.
I'm having a party with
shrimp. I could take
shrimp.
You on a beefalo safari and a sea expedition.
Sure, I'll go.
I'm having a party with shrimp cocktail over at the house.
Captain Ed Benecki does sound like somebody that would be fun at the party.
Yeah. All right, Captain, thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you all do at the Plymouth Police Department. Good luck with the shrimp and the beefalo.
Thanks for having me, and stay safe, everybody.
Right, you too. Thank you.
You too, brother. It sounds like he's going to a dinner. Good luck with the beef and the shrimp-alo.
Right. Shrimp-alo?
Wait a minute.
That was too epic to click on. That was too epic to click
shrimp-alo.
On. Shrimp-alo. Oh, my God. You made it the two.
The case of the shrimp-alo.
This big shrimp with four legs and horns. They need a lot more cocktail sauce for that one.
It's actually easier, AJ, because they survive on land and in sea.
They are the surf and turf of the animal world.
Forget
oh, my
it.
God.
Yeah.
There's got to be a restaurant in Plymouth that has shrimp listed as shrimp-alo.
Please do it. All
it's
the restaurants
so big.
In Plymouth.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shrimp-alo.
I thought for a split shrimp. Second you did that on purpose.
That would be a great meal.
Shrimp and buffalo?
Oh, yeah.
Meat and shrimp?
Oh,
shrimp,
yeah.
The shrimp. I'll have the shrimp-alo.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear you tomorrow in the montage. All right. Okay, so what happens when you put Van Halen and Stevie Wonder in a blender?
Mm, what happens?
You
messy.
You get this mashup. So this guy, he's a YouTuber. His name is Bill McClintock.
You okay?
Are we moving on yet or no?
Yes, we are.
Are you free to move on?
Just put a pillow over
Did
her
I
face.
Miss something, or is she still on the shrimpalo?
She's still on the shrimpalo. Yeah.
I was waiting for your cue to play it, and then all of a sudden she just... It just kicked into another gear.
What's going on with you?
She's tearing.
Is it the shrimp oil?
See, if we just buy a pillow and smother with it, we're good. Done.
It sounds like a character that would be in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Shrimpalo?
Shrimpalo.
Right. So it happens when you put a beefalo and a shrimp in a blender. Get a shrimpalo.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great.
What do you mean who?
Are you an owl?
You know, you can choke her out. She'll be quiet by 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. If you're just tuning in, we're not drinking.
No. It's a simple procedure. Just put your hand by her
epiglottis.
You got to take that. You got to take that clip and put it over. Who are you?
I'm sure.
Who are you?
I'm sure Eric knows the move too. Wow. 5 seconds, she's out cold.
This is way better than this Van Halen Stevie Wonder mashup.